Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches. So Klal Yisrael has crossed the Yarden River into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan at that point, and Yehoshua has had 12 chosen men take 12 huge stones out of the river, the middle of the Yarden River, under or by the feet of the Kohanim, where they still stood, the four Kohanim holding the Aron Hashem. Vayasu Chein, Pasuk Ches, B'nei Yisrael. So B'nai Yisrael did precisely kasher tziva Yehoshua as Yehoshua had commanded them. Vayis'u shtei esrei avonim mitocha Yarden, and they carried 12 stones from out of the middle of the Yarden riverbed. Kasher diber Hashem el Yehoshua, just as Hashem had told Yehoshua to command them to do. L'mispar shivtei B'nai Yisrael. And absolutely no question what they were for. They were the number of the tribes of Klal Yisrael, Vayaviru Imam, and they crossed over them with them, El Hamalon, to the place where they were going to rest overnight, Vayanichum Sham, and they put them down there. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command Yehoshua to go back and get the 12 stones? Why not just pick them up on the way? It would have been more efficient. Why, not only that, was it 12 members of the Shevet who had to carry the stones by themselves without any help? So these tzivuyim are always for our own good. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs this. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we need this in order to strengthen our emunah, in order to strengthen our commitment. It's much more difficult and trying to have to go back and get them and bring them back and be nervous about the recrossing and crossing than to have done it in the first place. This is a memorial of all of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael when we crossed the Yarden and entered Eretz Canaan. And it needs to be engraved on our memories. It needs to be permanently kept. By having us stop and go back to get the stones, everyone notices that something unusual is happening. Had they picked them up on their way across, it might have just been, you know, while we're going, hey, I'm going to take a souvenir, I'm going to take a big rock with me. Some people say that if it's the same 12 men, Yehoshua's reason for choosing them before they crossed the Yarden was so that they would be prepared to do something major later on. And so Klal Yisrael was noticing all of this unusualness. The fact that crossing the Yarden involved a tremendous miracle of the water. The fact that we went and got 12 stones and each individual was capable of picking up huge stones and carrying them back across. And all of this was told to us back in Devarim Perek Chof Zayin, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that on the day that we crossed the Yarden River, that we have to set up stones, we have to build a Mizbeach, we have all kinds of jobs that we're going to have to do. And Yehoshua is making all of these things happen right now as we cross the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. So we have the 12 stones, we have the men crossing, it's going to be a Zikaron forever. Ushtem Esrei Avonim Pasuk Tes, and 12 stones, and Rashi says these are 12 different stones. Hekim Yehoshua Besoch HaYarden. Yehoshua gathered 12 stones in the midst of the Yarden River, which is still dry. The water is still stacking up. And so Yehoshua took these 12 stones in the riverbed, Tachas Matzav Raglei HaKohanim, again from the same spot where the Kohanim were standing. But now Yehoshua is going to do it himself instead of having 12 other men do the work. Nosei Aron HaBris, the four Kohanim who were carrying the Aron HaBris, Vayiyu Sham Ad HaYom Hazeh. And the 12 stones that Yehoshua took in the middle of the Yarden remain there, says the writer of Sefer Yehoshua, until this very day. Sefer Yehoshua was composed by Yehoshua himself, with the last psukim describing Yehoshua's passing away by Elazar HaKohen Gadol. But Yehoshua himself is writing this, but long after Sefer Yehoshua was finished, he set up a mound of earth, put 12 stones on top of it, and once the waters return, the stones are going to stick out in the middle of the Yarden River. So if future generations forgot the significance of the 12 stones at Gilgal that the 12 men from the 12 Shvatim had carried, then they would be reminded of the message by these 12 other stones in the midst of the Yarden River. They will say, why is it that these stones are sticking out of the river and are never moved? Why is it that there's 12 of them? the same as Gilgal. And sooner or later, even future generations who won't remember will remind themselves that there's something very significant of this. So Yehoshua shows that carrying stones, and he's showing this to the 12 men he had selected before, is an honor. It's not schleppy, physical, manual labor. It's an honor to be able to place a monument to fulfill Hashem's commandment. Even the leader of the whole Klal Yisrael is willing to do, at possibly the age of 96, this hard physical work of gathering all of these stones and constructing them as commanded. Pasuk Yud, V'akohanim nosei ha'aron, omdim b'toch ha'yardein. In the meantime, the four Kohanim who were carrying the Aron HaBris are still standing in the middle of the Jordan riverbed, although really closer to one side, just inside the banks. Ad tom kol hadavar asher tiva Hashem es Yehoshua ledaber el ha'am. Until everything was completed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yehoshua to tell the nation, and until Yehoshua finished telling them all the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded him. Kechol asher tziva Moshe es Yehoshua, just as Moshe had commanded Yehoshua to do, vayimaharu ha'am vayavoru, and so the people hurried up and finished crossing. The Kohanim are standing while the 600,000 men of military age, plus the women, children, elders, babies, had all crossed over. Then they remained standing while Yehoshua gave a speech to the people to tell what was going to have to happen and what needed to be done. And then all of the stones are being gathered and being brought back and forth. And so all of the people hurried up, and this is now a reference to the first time that they crossed the Yarden before everything else. They hurried up to get across to the other side. Some of the Mefarshim actually point out that this is a little bit critical in the sense that they saw the water towering over them in this giant pillar of water, and they started to get nervous. And as they started to cross, they started to run because they had a lack of emunah on some level that it might come crashing down on them and perhaps drown them. So some Mefarshim say that they lacked a little bit in their emunah. Others say that they hurried for the sake of the Kohanim, who are standing there stock still, holding on to the Aron until they're all finished, and out of covered respect and sympathy for them, they hurried across. And so it was after the entire nation finished crossing over, Vayavar Aron Hashem, and then finally the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, crossed then, Vakohanim Lifnei Ha'am, and the Kohanim before the people. So the Kohanim passed in front of the people. The people were afraid that as soon as the miracle ended, the water would rush down and drown them. But there was another nace that it didn't all come down at once, but slowly flowed back in. Otherwise, it would have overflowed the riverbank and would have drowned everyone and flooded the entire area.